Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and the Ezra Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simon Tof Nun Tes. We left off yesterday at the very top line of Nun Zayin Omud Beis with the Ramah in the middle of Sif Dalet. The Ramah continues. Yesterday we were talking about how you clean certain utensils that were used in the making of a matzah for Pesach. And he says, V'yeshli Zara Bareva, you have to be very careful with the trough, with the utensil, the bowl that you were kneading the dough in, Shaloshin Ba, Shalo Yebo Shum Guma, there shouldn't be any holes in this bowl, Osedek, or any cracks, because if there are, Shalo Yuchal Nenakro Achar Alisha V'Sachmitz, you won't be able to clean it out properly, you won't be able to pick out any little bits of dough that are left behind over there, and they will, because they'll sit for 18 minutes, become Chometz. And therefore, if you then go and use that same bowl and knead in it new dough, misari b'batzek, he brings out from the Ma'aril that it's going to go and combine the now chametz tikka old dough that's there with the new non-chametz tikka dough and cause you big problems. Mishabur explains in Siv Kot Lamites, Va'afilu al sfasa kli shaloshbo, even if on the lip of the kli that you were kneading in, you should make sure lo yeh bosedek, that there shouldn't be any cracks over there, because again, it would be impossible to get out the dough that's in the crack, and even though you're not kneading it on the lip, it's still going to touch the lip at some point in time. Likewise, the Mishabur says, Umizrok shenizdak bisfaso, if you have some sort of a container over here that also has a crack on its lip, what you should do is widen the crack and scrape it off real well, and then do hagal on it to get out any blios over here, the listom hastokim, and then seal off the crack and smooth it out in a way that it will be perfectly even and there won't be any crack left. Alternatively, or yachivu berochav etzba, widen it to the extent that you get your finger inside of it, kadesh yikonez hayad lanako, so you can now fit your hand inside there to clean it out well. However, avolo yad bikolov chatikas nechoshech b'masmerim, but don't just put some sort of a patch over it with a piece of copper and tie it in with some sort of nail. She'achometz nichnas tachas hamasmer, because the chometz will then be able to slip underneath the nail and the plate, and it will stay there. What should you do? But if you smelt it on, so now there's no space, that would be acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 43 brings down the afal pi shalagabe shivas hamayim. Even though in regards to drawing water, we said don't draw it up in a copper utensil because it could heat it up. It won't cool down well. That's different by water. Over here, with the utensil that you're using just for the kneading of the dough, it's not a problem if you use a copper utensil. The issue footnote number 42 brings down, Legabe hanogim lafos matzos mochona, if you're using a machine matzah, so the Kav HaChaim points out, you also have to be very, very careful to clean out the parts of the machine very, very carefully and to make sure that there are no cracks or holes in the machine. And he adds, one should make sure to clean out the machine every 18 minutes so you'll never have any dough there that's there for potentially more than 18 minutes and not being worked on. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who continues, Gam b'mardeh with the shovel, shirodim bo ha-matzos, that you put the matzos into the oven, lo yehe bo sedek ochoris. You have to be careful that that shovel doesn't have any cracks in it or any grooves in it. Again, for the same reason that we're concerned over here that the dough will stick over there and it will become chametz. Likewise, on the board that you're using to go and fashion the matzah dough into the shape of a matzah, and you roll it, you have to make sure that these wood items also are smooth, below sedok, without any cracks, v'charitzim, or any grooves or crevices. If there are holes over there or crevices, you must seal them off, because again, the dough will get stuck in there. Therefore, there are those people that go and specifically go and knead and set up the dough on top of a cloth of some sort. However, al asadin gam kinin tov, but he says it's not a good idea either. Shabotzik nichnas benikve hariga, because there are holes within the cloth and the dough will get within those holes. Unless, he says, imlo shiachlifim b'chadosh b'chol shir mil, unless you switch it every 18 minutes. And this way, there's no problem. Maybe just flip it over to the other side. That won't work. That isn't any better because the chametz will have gone through and there still will be pieces of chametz left. And therefore, Al Kain, Yosef Tov, the best eitz over here is Laroch Al Daf Cholok, to go and arrange the dough into the shape of a matzah on a smooth board. Dirusha footnote number 45 says, what happens if you didn't follow this advice? Im Ovar Vilosh Besodin Shahafakasoli Ovro Hasheni, if you went and kneaded and arranged on a cloth over here that was now on the other side. So he says, Bidiyevit ain't lahakbi bidovit. Bidiyevit, it's acceptable. Furthermore, he says, Va'ofen amutalichatchila lolol shalsodin shekvar loshubo. Is there any possible way that you can use this cloth that was once already set up on to reuse it again? So he brings down, if you do a kibbutz on a gomur, if you put it in hot water and detergent, some sort of ash, and you beat it, so then that would be acceptable as well, as long as you undid all of the knots before you did this. And he says, b'di'evit, if you cleaned it without undoing the knots, you don't have to be machmer, like we talked previously. He says, imlo kibsukla, but if you didn't clean it at all, then it definitely is osur. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, how do the best people do it? The Anshei Maisa, the most zealous people, Noagim Litzapos HaShulchanos Betas Shel Matochos Cholok. They cover their tables with some sort of a plate that is made over here from metal that's nice and smooth. Or alternatively, Alavonim Cholokim, or on very smooth rocks. And this way there's no potential for any of the dough to stick there. He adds, V'gam Yesh Magalgalin Bevelger Heltzer. There are those that use this implement called the Velger Heltzer, which in Tirgum number one, he says, is some sort of the implement over here that you smooth out the dough. Shemitzupim betashel matochos, that has on it a plating over here of metal, or bishel zchuches, or of glass. And in this way, there's no potential for dough to be stuck over there as well. And in this way, you can do the kneading and the fashioning of the dough into the right shape and have it all ready to go into the oven without any concern that some of the dough will be left behind in any way. Now we go back to the Ramah. He says, V'lo yitein ha'areva al-kar o keses tzemer b'shas alisha. This bowl that you're going and kneading the dough in, this trough, you shouldn't place it on some sort of a pillow or a cover that's made of wool during the time of the kneading. Why? Shemechamim ha'areva, because it will heat it up, and therefore the dough inside could possibly become chametz faster. He says, bringing it down the name of the Mari Vile, Aval al shel or shori, but if it's on leather, that's okay, that won't heat it up. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Mem explains, V'tov lizor shelo lahamid af al beget tzemer. And not only you shouldn't do it on some sort of a pillow or a cover of tzemer, but you shouldn't use it even on a garment that's made out of tzemer, out of wool. However, avo b'dievet b'chol inyan leka isur. But if you did this, in fact, and there's no evidence that it became chametz, so then it is acceptable b'dievet. That concludes Sif Dalet, and now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber tells us, we learned previously that you shouldn't go and do the kneading in the sunlight because it may heat it up and therefore there's a potential for it to become chametz faster than in the 18 minutes that we've allotted. If a woman did it, she went and kneaded it under the sun. Hapas muteris. As long as there is no evidence, as we'll see, that it is become chametz, it doesn't have any of the signs of chametz that we spoke about in the shiurim a few days ago, this matzah, this pas, is muteris. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Aleph, even afilu losh b'mezid, even if you did this on purpose, that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. However, in the issue footnote number 47, he brings down from Chazonish, sha'av shemitzad din hadov b'mutter, technically it is mutter, nevertheless he says, the rabbis instituted a knas over here, that if a person did it on purpose, that he needed in the sun, or next to a tanur, and there's potential heat over there, unless he put it into the oven right away, the rabbis instituted a knas over here. But if you did it b'shogeg, yesh l'hokil b'shaset chak, then under extenuating circumstances, as long as you haven't seen it become chametz, one could rely upon this and still use it on Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, u'maskonos achronim, the final psak of the achronim, you can see in the Shaar Etzion, in Ost Nun Hei, is the Bach, the Chok Yaakov, the Yerabah, the Magen Avraham, and others, is lesor ba'achila, that you can't eat this on Pesach, imshoa kol kach b'chama, if you left it out in the sun, you kneaded it in the sun until it got hot, then you can't use this. And the same thing applies if you kneaded it next to the oven. Like we learned at the beginning of this simon, one shouldn't do this because every one of these situations where you have some heat over here is going to make it be mamaher lechametz. Then we go to the final sif, sif vav. The Mechaber writes, imo isa raka, if the dough over here is very soft, lo yosif bo kemach, if you want to make it more of a consistency that's harder, make it more of a doughy consistency rather than a runny consistency, don't just simply add more flour like you might in a chametz tikka situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Membeis, why not? Lefisha oso hosofa, when you add just flour, ain't only losha yofi, it's not going to necessarily be kneaded in well, and you may have the nishor ma'at ba'ayin tocha iso. You may have actual pieces of flour that don't get really kneaded into the dough inside this dough. And therefore, v'shem alo nefa oso kemach yofi. And then when you bake it, it won't really bake well, and you have to be concerned. These pieces of flour over here never really got baked in the oven, and now you're going to put them into soup or into some sort of a dish, and it will become chametz in there when it comes into contact with liquid. The issue footnote number 48 brings down, shekem ba'ofen shebevadei nefa kemach yofi, but if you know for a fact that the flour did get baked well, so then we've learned already, sha'iru b'mayim eino machmitz, so then adding water to it afterwards doesn't in fact ruin it. So now back to the mechaber. You have this runny-ish dough. It's not a thick, hard dough. It's more of a soft, runny dough, and you want to make it more of a harder consistency. So what should you do? Ela osa isa kitana migibul kosher. Go take another, we'll see, another person should really do this. Take another amount of flour and water and knead it together into a harder dough, and then mix the two doughs together. The yavarvena imo iso haraka. So take the more runny dough and now mix it with the more consistent dough, and now when they mix together, you'll have the dough that has the right consistency that you want. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Gimel, Kasu Achronim, the Odom Acher Yaseh Yisa Kosha. The other person should be making this hard dough, because if the person who's already been working on the runny dough is now going to stop and go work on the hard dough, how can he possibly work two doughs at the same time? So I'll have to leave one alone, and that's a problem. To leave the first runny dough without working at it, that's not right. You shouldn't, as we learned, you shouldn't even leave it unworked on for even a second. Miyad, we remember we learned. Nevertheless, if he's the only guy around, he brings out from the El Yerabah that if in fact one guy did it, as long as again there's no evidence that it had reached the stage of chametz, so then b'di'evet it is acceptable. Sivkot and Memdalin, so mix the hard dough with this runny dough. Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't take this advice, you can't make another harder dough, so what should you do? Ain iser lahosif kemach beiso haraka. Then you are allowed to go, and that's the only alternative, to go and mix in additional flour into the runny dough. But Rocky Zarsh lo yitino soha matzos bedover lach. But be careful that you don't put that matzah into a liquidy or watery type of a container for the concern that maybe it will have flour inside that wasn't baked properly and therefore that could become chametz. The issue footnote number 49 brings down, even though we learned in Simen Tov Samach Vav, that the saliva of a person, the spittle of a person, can make something chametz. And therefore, also, you're not allowed to go take grain and chew it up, and then put it on, and use it like a poultice, and put it on a wound. The imkain, if that is so, and that is the halacha, echuto lecho matzos elu ulosam befib. How can you put this matzah that may have some flour in it in your mouth, because the saliva will come in contact with it and become chametz? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, shloneser lasos kein elu kisheshah esachitim agabi amaka kishir hiluch mil. Why can't you make this poultice over here? Because it's going to stay for more than 18 minutes, as opposed to the stuff that you're putting in your mouth that's going to be digested right away. Therefore, hashisiyah bizman al isa eino machmitza. The actual chewing while the juices in the saliva or mixing with the flour, that's never a problem, because that's like being asik with something, and if you can be asik with a dough all day long, and it won't become chametz. It's only when you stop, like when you leave it on the wound, that it can become chametz. Or if you swallow it, it can't become chametz. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, if this matzah with the little pieces of potential flour inside of it did fall into a cooked dish, a watery dish, hiskimu achronim, the achronim paskin, lahatir, that one in fact can eat this. And this is brought down in the Sharet Zion, Ostun Ches, the Chok Yaakov, the El Yerabah, the Chabad Moshe, and the Graz. You can't use this b'di'evit. Why? Shari'in yadu b'vadai, shenishara b'isa kemach b'ein. Number one, We don't necessarily know for certain that there was any flour that was left inside there that wasn't cooked. And even if there is, even if there is some, maybe it did get baked well, or at least toasted, and therefore can't become chametz. Finally, the Mishnah says, Kosu Achronim, the Achronim Paskin, Shetzorach Lizor, Levair HaPeirurin Me'al HaShulchan Acher Kol Isa. Any leftover crumbs of the dough on the table should be swept away and burnt, because you can't leave them around, because they are in fact going to become chametz if you don't burn them right away. Finally, we go to the Ramah, who concludes Hagah, V'yarchik ha-matzos me'akemach. One should be careful to keep the baked matzos away from the kemach, from flour, because ki ha-kemach ha-nidbak bohen bo'achar kach b'tavshil u'mischametz, because any of the flour that will become attached to the matzos will then come into contact with the tavshil, and it will become chametz over there because it hasn't been baked in the oven. He brings us down the name of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut mem hey, therefore lochein also hamode kemach, the guy that's measuring out the flour, he should make sure lo yikrav elo isos, he should not get anywhere near the dough, achi nakim abushav, until he cleans off his clothing min hakemach, from the flour, so that the dust, the flour dust, doesn't go onto the matzah. And therefore he should also viyadiach yodav tchila, he should make sure he washes his hands well as to make sure that there is no flour dust on his hands. Furthermore, v'chein tzarech lizar, likewise, one has to be careful. Shamode the kemach, the one who measures out the kemach, lo yitin mayim l'sol chareva. He shouldn't be the one to go and put the water into the trough, into the bowl over here that you're kneading the dough. Ki mizdavek retiva samayim ayada, because some of the water is going to stay attached to his hands, and it's going to come into contact with the flour over there, and it's going to turn into chametz. Similarly, v'chein enosin mayim, the one who's getting the water, lo yamode the kemach. He shouldn't also measure out the flour. Elo kol echad ye'al mishmarto. Everybody should do this separately, and therefore they won't come into contact with the flour, the water, and it won't possibly come chametz because there's no opportunity to do so. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tov Nun Tes and today's shir.